something that has a really strong odor, and when you cut it up, you start crying.
Onion?
And what about the little tiny fresh ones that you eat? Yeah, they grow, they have little green things. You put them in salads. It's another kind of onion. Mm-mm. Okay, now there's some vegetables that you use for... What are some of the vegetables that you would use for a soup or when you made a gumbo?
Oh, you use pinto beans, black-eyed peas, butter beans.
Okay. And what about the green vegetable that, I know I don't like it. It's shaped
green
like
beans?
This. That's a green vegetable. It reminds me, it looks sort of like a pickle, but it's not a pickle. And it's got little fibers on it, little fuzzy hairs on it. And
cucumber?
Little seeds. It's little than a cucumber. It's, we went to the Noble, I can't remember what he said. Is there anything else that you put in a soup to make or that you might eat as a vegetable dish alone?
Well, that'd be okra, green beans.
Okay.
String bean.
Now, if you leave an apple or a plum around, eventually it will dry up and the skin will get off like that. What would you say happened to it? Like you'd say the skin of that dried apple was all...
Oh. Well, it's decayed, it's rotten.
When you want to get... When it's... Okay, thinking again of the apple skin, or thinking again of your own skin, when you've taken a bath and you've been in the bathtub too long, you know how your skin gets all... You know how it gets?
Peeling.
Okay, well, even before it starts peeling off, you spend a long
gets
time.
Gets soft.
Okay, and what do you call it when it gets kind of all wrinkly and stuff? Do you have another name for it? Okay. When you want to get peas out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Well, you have to open up the... Pot, I mean not the pot, but you have to open up the stem, get the seed out.
Okay. And do you have one term that you might use for this? Like would you ever say, I'm shelling?
Shelling peas or shelling beans, you know, either one.
Okay. You already said that you might put butter beans in. Thing, is that right? Is there another name you might use for butter beans?
No, I don't think so.
There's some kind of beans that you eat, the pod and everything, you know, you don't take the little things out. What are those called?
Well, that's what you call string beans. You eat the whole thing.
Okay, when you take the top of turnips and you cook them, you make a mess of what Grandma had tonight.
Turnip greens.
Okay. And what's the green stuff you put into salads?
Green stuff that you put into salad.
Mm-hmm. It's leafy. Comes in bunches. Rabbits eat it.
Green stuff you put in salad.
Hmm?
Green stuff that you put in the salad.
Lettuce.
Okay. And if we sent you down to the store, we might say, please pick up three of lettuce.
Heads of lettuce.